Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 12, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn, Lap Armor, a reflection of our toxic relationships. The Cumbrevieja volcanic ridge on the Spanish island of La Palma, part of the Canary Islands, located some 70 miles off the coast of Morocco, in northwest Africa, has been spewing lava since the 19th of September. The eruption has now continued for more than 50 days with no signs of abating. Already, it has destroyed more than 2,600 buildings, cut the coastal highway, and formed new peninsula. The lava has also destroyed the town of Todak, and the fuming flow has reached the town of La Laguna. This eruption has already caused more damage than any eruption on La Palma since records began, and it shows no sign of fading. There is a way to stop eruptions, or at least mitigate them significantly, and it has nothing to do with how we treat the Earth, and everything to do with how we treat each other. Earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanic eruptions, hurricanes, floods, and gigantic fires have all been growing more frequent and intense over the past several decades. But the forces that set them off are not related to the phenomena themselves, but to the human species, which intensifies them and causes them to erupt more frequently and fervently. Earth's ecosystem is built like a pyramid. Its base is the inanimate level, the land masses and oceans that cover the planet. The next level is the flora, the plants that cover the earth, followed by the fauna, the animal kingdom, and at the top of the pyramid is humankind. The forces that govern the planet stretch from the top down. Like a hurricane, the eye of the storm is the least turbulent, but generates the mighty winds and torrents that surround it and destroy everything they touch. We are the eye of the storm. Our subtle but sinister intentions toward each other create the mayhem unfolding around us. It is therefore we, and only we, who can calm the storm, for its engine is within us. Until we switch it off, the planet will keep burning. Nature is not only trees, animals, clouds, the earth, and the universe. Nature is first and foremost a force that fills all of reality. We exist within it and influence it through our conduct. When we, the top of the pyramid, conduct ourselves positively, we have a positive influence on all of nature. When we conduct ourselves negatively, this is the influence we have on everything. The pyramid-like structure of nature permeates all levels, including our thoughts and intentions. Therefore, when we spoil our intentions toward each other, the blight spreads downward like a cancer, sending out its malignant metastases. If we want a calmer earth and a kinder climate, we needn't focus on carbon emissions or plastic waste. These will be fixed when we fix the top of the pyramid, the eye of the storm, namely our negative relation toward each other. Every day is like one is reborn. If I wake up in the morning confused, remembering nothing, then this is a good sign. It means that I went through some kind of state. When one state replaces another, there is necessarily a gap, darkness, and disconnection between them. Therefore, one should not be afraid of states of complete misunderstanding. Indeed, in any case, I am under the control of the upper force, within the power of the Creator. You have to get used to this process and appreciate such dark states. If I have nothing in my sensations or in my mind, then I seem to be reborn, and I am now in the hands of the Creator, like a baby in the arms of a mother. The only thing I need to do is help the upper force start caring for me. And the more I transfer myself to the Creator, the more I draw closer to Him and begin to master a new level. Therefore, there is no need to be afraid of forgetting what you studied. We will of course forget it. The Baal Shem Tov passed through such states in which he did not even remember letters. And then this knowledge will return, but at a higher level. We must take this as an obligatory process, and you will see what wonderful new discoveries it brings. from the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson November 9, 2021, Writings of Balha Sulam, Shemati number 50 for the purpose of the work 1. Born anew every day. The feeling of confusion and chaos is a very good state. It is only necessary to clear the head and heart of all this confusion so that there is a pure clay to get rid of all the old baggage. And this is a good sign that marks the transition to a new state, to a new degree. We see many examples of this in our life. I cannot write on paper that has already been written on, I need a blank sheet. And I cannot pour a drink into a dirty glass I do not know what was in previously. It will spoil the whole taste of the drink that I want to try now. We need clean vessels. Therefore, it is necessary to train yourself to purify your clay every morning before the lesson without waiting for it to purify itself. And then, in a pure clay I will be able to check what I receive into it and what I fill it with. One must be sensitive to checking one's spiritual clay and its filling. And therefore, it is written, each day, they will be as new in your eyes. That is, every day I have to feel completely renewed. Perhaps yesterday I even had some revelations and I understood a lot of things that were not clear before. It does not matter because it is already in the past. And if I am working with something that has happened in the past, then it is a clipper. I must try to get out of yesterday's state even if it brought me revelations and sensations, a pleasant filling, in my mind and heart. But I want it all to be empty, and every day is like a new one for me to start all over again. Therefore, if we come to the lesson not empty but with the same baggage, then this is not good. It does not matter what it was like, good or bad, we need to start the day with a clean slate. And even if I am standing in the middle of the desert not knowing where to turn and what to do, not understanding why I came to class, it is good that I am starting from scratch. This means that I am starting to work properly, anew. And so it is necessary to start studying articles of Shemati, realizing that it is impossible to start working cleanly and correctly if you pull behind you a cart from the past. Start from scratch, like a newborn baby. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson November 9, 2021, Writings of Balha Sulam, Shemati number 50 for the purpose of the work 1. Kabbalah and the Consumer Economy, Part 2. The only form of egoism. Question: is it possible to describe the egoism that we must correct? After all, it has many forms. Answer: egoism has one very simple form, I want only good things and only for myself. Question: and why is this bad? Answer: it is bad because it means I am in conflict with wanting good for others. If before we used to build our lives in some way together with others, today we begin to build it only in contradiction with others. We have entered into such conflicts, such contradictions, that we cannot create anything between us that would unite us. Starting from contradictions of a person with himself, with his family, with his children, relatives, parents, colleagues at work, and ending in relations between nations and the entire world. A person begins to feel that he is against everyone, alone, and does not need anyone. If it were possible to replace everyone else or even just a couple dozen of people with robots so that they would serve him and he would feel good, he would immediately agree to this. This is our inherent nature. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah January 3, 2019. Will smart things make us smarter? Question: as a consequence of the pandemic, now there is a growing crisis in the production of microprocessors, microchips that are literally in everything, from cars to phones. On one hand, all things are becoming smart, on the other hand, crises in their production is growing. Therefore, the production of cars, phones, etc. is being reduced. For those who produce microprocessors, the queues are scheduled for several years ahead. This means store shelves will begin to empty after some time. A global shortage of smart equipment is coming. What is the future of smart technologies for humanity in terms of consumption? Answer: I don't see anything wrong with that. Of course, I'm not in favor of collecting all the books and burning them. But if we won't be chasing microchips in every refrigerator and in every iron, I don't think we will suffer from it. On the contrary, we will be able to devote more time to our ordinary everyday life. We will learn to receive small joys from the world, from family, from children. I believe that all this technology is a huge failure of humanity in trying to occupy itself with such toys. Question: It is excessive consumption. On the other hand, this technique, as if from the outside, demonstrates to a person the external connection of things. And if this does not develop, will the connection shift into some internal things? Answer: Of course. Why wouldn't we go back to somewhere in the last century in a village, with the right books, maybe even with the right computer, but without the internet, without everything that clogs our brains and takes up time? Why can't we normally, calmly surround ourselves with smart things that will make us smarter, and not just turn us into idiots using the achievements of others who are also worthless? I believe that the time has long come to make a reassessment of values. Any development always comes to something. So I think this will too. The only problem is that in our time, too many people, based on purely mercantile interests, are interested in everything continuing the way it is. Therefore, there is not much hope that the change will happen peacefully. But on the other hand, I'm sure this will end soon. From Cab TV's Kavala Express, October 19, 2021. Let the light connect us. Question: How can we boost our spiritual work to increase positive outcomes? Answer: We have no other option but to unite even more, up to the point that the light will connect all internal distances, which we want to cancel between us. It will come and do it, and we must ask, "Let me be absolutely internally united with my friends." In this case, if distance is between us, close, we form one common body, one common desire, in which the Creator is revealed. And this is achievable because it is not us doing it. We must only pray that the light unite us in our common aspirations for this state. So, let us convince, support, and inspire each other that this is possible. This is the transition from one world to another. Being in our world, we naturally cannot imagine how to connect everything into one single whole. This is unattainable in the corporeal world. But when we ask from our world, the light takes into account our states and raises us to the next level, where the property of bestowal, love, and connection between the broken parts of one soul, which is us, really exists. We can do this. Let's try together. We still have time to realize these opportunities and implement them. And we will do it. From Cab TV's video conference. How can we influence the upper world? Question: Are causal relationships in the spiritual world the manifestation of hierarchical governance in our world? Answer: Are you kidding? Our world rules the spiritual world? Comment: The causal relationships in the spiritual world are reflected here as hierarchical management. My response: That is right, but what does our world have to do with it? You can manage the spiritual world only to the extent that you can influence it. To do that, I need to have a spiritual force, the force of bestowal, the force of love, the force of connection with others, a positive force. Our world is negative, it is opposite from the spiritual world, it is egoistic. If you want to influence the upper world, go ahead. You can do it to the extent that you begin to bestow, to infuse positive energy, the attribute of love and bestowal from yourself unto others. By doing so, you will begin to truly influence the upper world from the bottom up. The hierarchy will be the opposite. It is possible. But this is the only way. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, October 6, 2019. Resemblance to the Creator. Question: what is the meaning of the connection between cause and effect? Is it the same as the struggle with a disease but not the correction of the disease itself? Answer: no. We correct the disease itself. When we correct our ego, we turn it into a totally different system, a system of bestowal instead of a system of receiving. Each one restricts their ego, and then there is a mass arc, screen, and the reflecting light, which means that one doesn't want to receive all the good that one can seemingly receive for oneself. A person receives it only in order to sustain oneself and gives everything else to others. This state is called bestowal. To the extent that we can connect in one common general system, we will feel the attribute of bestowal inside it, which flows between us, and is revealed inside us, as the Creator. By resembling the upper force through the mutual relations between us, we enable it to be revealed somehow in others. It does not exist externally to us, but if we want to feel it, there is no other way but to connect between us, through attributes, desires, and actions of bestowal unto each other. Moreover, it is not the same bestowal that we picture now. It is a very complicated action in which you ascend above yourself, against yourself. By doing so you resemble the Creator to some degree. Of course in the Creator there are no such efforts of tsimtsum, tension, and all that, since He is the Force itself. But in order to feel Him inside you, you make efforts, which means that you keep the condition of resemblance to the Creator and then He is revealed in you this way. This is the reason that a person is called Adam, which stems from the Hebrew root to resemble the Creator. He exists by himself and we don't know how, but he is revealed inside us, as the force of bestowal, love, connection, and mutual actions between us. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah is all about. We resemble the Creator and he is revealed in us. This is the condition of equivalence of form that is the means for the revelation of the Creator to a person. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, September 15, 2019. Inner turmoil. Prophets, Joshua 24:6: And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. The children of Israel were able to rise above their egoism, to exit Egypt, where Pharaoh reigned, into a state where the force of the ego disappears, but there is still no quality of bestowal. It appears only after receiving the Torah on Mount Sinai. However, they already feel that they are under the rule of Pharaoh and have reached the state when they are ready to cross the border between egoistic desires, which are called Egypt, in Hebrew Mitzrayim, concentration of evil, and all other qualities. Question: why do these desires chase after them? Answer: everything happens within a person. First, he starts asking himself, why am I exiting Egypt? How will I live? Desires need to be fulfilled. What to fill them with? Second, Pharaoh also lives at the expense of the Israelites who are running away from him because they give him a connection with the upper force. He cannot exist without them, and they, in general, cannot exist without him either. Here we get a temporary space in which they understand how dependent they are on each other. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 6, 2021.